With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says the Washington, D.C. shooting suspect is an Afghan immigrant. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Hours after the gunning down of two National Guardsmen near the White House, the president said the U.S. must re-examine every alien who has entered our country from Afghanistan.
This attack underscores the single greatest national security threat facing our nation.
The president described the shootings as an act of terror and said the suspect would pay the steepest possible price.
We will bring the perpetrator of this barbaric attack to swift and certain justice.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
Looking further into the same story now, the Trump administration says it plans to review the status of refugees who were admitted into the United States by the Biden administration. That story and more on the story from now, correspondent Mike Heppen.
A memo obtained by the Associated Press says during the Biden years, expediency and quantity were prioritized over detailed screening and vetting. The memo says that warrants a comprehensive review, including the re-interviewing of all refugees admitted from January 20th, 2021 to February 20th, 2025. The memo immediately suspends green card approvals for the nearly 200,000 and refugees who came to the U.S. during that period. The move could face legal challenges from advocates of the refugee program. They criticized the move as cruel and wasteful. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A judge dismissing the Georgia election interference case against President Trump and others after the prosecutor who took over the case said he would not pursue the charges. The move ends the last effort to punish the president in the courts for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. This is SRN News. The president, or rather the British government, is experimenting, apparently, on kids.
The National Health Service will begin injecting hundreds of kids across the United Kingdom with puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The government says it wants to determine if the drugs can be safely used to support children who believe they are transgender. The announcement has been met with outrage across Britain as people condemn the unprecedented experiment as unnecessary and dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
As travel picks up for the Christmas season, flyers can find a moment of quiet and relaxation at a number of interfaith chapels in many U.S. airports. Protestant, Catholic, and Jewish faith leaders established the chapels at a number of airports back in the 1970s and early 1980s, offering a place where people could go in for individual prayer. This is SRN News. As the technology of artificial intelligence becomes more and more commonplace today, we learn more about its rewards and risk. This from military affairs analyst Colonel Robert McGinnis. George Williams reports.
We must grapple with AI, says Colonel McGinnis.
It's something incredibly important, and you can't ignore it.
Some 60% of Americans overall, 74% of those under 30, use AI to find information at least some of the time, according to a recent AP-NORC poll.
It's impacting every aspect of our lives today, and there are very serious and legal accountability issues related to it other than national security.
Colonel McGinnis has written AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution.
On Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow was up sharply. More details at srnnews.com.